Can you even believe 70 pounds gone with no thyroid, right? With no thyroid. So I have a very special guest today. I will tell you the story of how we met. I'll give you his story as well. Logan Delgado. And listen, you guys just have to hang in and listen to his entire story from start to finish. He has such great info, such great info. So let me give the formal introduction so you know who I'm talking about. But then I'm going to let Logan tell his own story, and we're just going to deep dive into this. So Logan, in addition to being a very proud husband and father of two beautiful girls, he lost 70 pounds with the help of a ketogenic diet and intermittent fasting. He's now dedicated his life to helping inspire others to reach the best shape of their lives. So for those of you who aren't actually watching, you got to go back and check this out on YouTube because he's built like a brick shit house. I met Logan at KetoCon. He was in the BioCoach booth, which we're going to get into because he's the co-founder of BioCoach. And BioCoach is really cool. It tells you exactly what you need to do to reach your health goals. There is nothing like this on the market. So if you want to get your hands on something very unique, then it's going to be Collagen Fixer 2.0. Here's what I did. Reblended it completely. Took three trademarked bioactive collagen peptides and put them together. One of them, Verisol. This is clinically proven to reduce your wrinkles and to reduce the appearance of cellulite and to improve your hair strength. So it helps your hair grow too. Number two, body balance. This bioactive peptide has been shown to increase lean body mass and decrease fat mass. So now we're getting the reduction of cellulite. We're getting improved body composition. Oh, wait, there's one more. Fortigel. Fortigel supports cartilage tissue growth, helping those joints. So anyone with joint pain, if this is holding you back from working out, add this in. So now you get improved joints, improved mobility, improved body composition, better lean muscle, less fat, less cellulite, better hair, better skin, better nails, and some protein too. Why aren't you adding this in? There is nothing at all like it on the market. I'm pretty proud. Pretty proud of this bad boy. Collagen Fixer 2.0. So I'm talking to him at KetoCon and he's like, oh yeah, you do thyroid? I don't have a thyroid. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Look at you. You're muscular. You're lean. So we got to talking. That's how we met. And Logan, now welcome. And I'm going to let you finish that story from start to finish of how you were diagnosed with a thyroid problem. And we're going to end with how you look like how you look now. So welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I love having conversations with people. And yes, I do remember the first time we met and we had that discussion and we were both like, oh my gosh, we need to do a podcast together. Like, we definitely need to talk about this because for those of you who may not know me, so my name is Logan Delgado, like she said, AKA Goody Beats. That's how you've heard of me on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all the social media platforms. But my thyroid is something I never really get an opportunity to talk about. And so we'll start from the very beginning. I was diagnosed with a very rare disease, I would say in men, which is called Graves' disease. Mm-hmm. And I was diagnosed with that when I was 18 years old. I was a senior in high school. And for those of you who don't know what Graves' disease is, I'll kind of give you a brief description on what it did to me and kind of like what I know about it, right? So my senior year, it was the second half of my senior year after football. I was always real athletic. I mean, in Texas, you know, football is like the second religion. Like,
right.
It's everything and it's everything to people, right? So training, practice, everything. So I was in pretty decent shape. When football season was over, I want to say that's probably when I got it. Again, who knows? No one can really tell, right? I don't know if this is a disease that comes on strong or whatnot. But after my football season, I lost tons of weight. I mean, I got super skinny. And I remember teachers and coaches pulling me like just grabbing me in the hallways and like, yo, is everything okay? Like, is everything good?
You had an eating disorder or something, right?
Yeah. The eating disorder. Was I on drugs? Like, what? Like, this is not the same Logan that they knew at the beginning of the year, right? And so they're thinking the worst. And again, like, the mindset of an 18-year-old, at least in my brain back then, was I couldn't look past Friday and Saturday night. Like, what are we going to do? Where are you going to hang out? Like, that's all I knew in high school with my friends. Like, what are we getting into? That's all I could think of. Right. So thyroid, none of that ever crossed my mind, but it got to the point where it couldn't be ignored. Cause I got so skinny. I think the lowest weight that I saw myself get down to was 126 pounds.
Oh, and
I do have a picture I can send to people. And I remember I do have a picture of it. Like, I look like a skeleton. And my mom was like, "What is going on?" And it wasn't until there is something that happens when you get Graves' disease. I don't know the exact scientific term of it, but essentially what happens is your eyes will bulge. And so my eyes started to bulge out. And that was the first indicator. Like, my mom was like, "Yo, something's not right. Let's
now, is get this you a check in your family at all? Does your mom have it? Is it anywhere in your family?
So my family has had metabolic diseases before. Like, like my mom, for instance, has, I think I'm saying this correctly, hypothyroid.
Hypo, yeah. So she has the Hashimoto's component.
Yes.
Which is all autoimmune. And exactly. You just got autoimmune, but you just got the Graves component of it.
Yeah. And my two sisters got that same disease as well. So yes, it absolutely does run in the family, right? And my uncle and my aunt, like, it does run in our family, but not Graves. I think I was probably the only one to get it. And so once we went to the doctor and we did blood work, and they were like, "Yep, you have Graves' disease," and did the checkup, and they said, "Yeah, we're going to have to remove your thyroid or you could die." So they said, "Well, we could wait a couple of weeks. We'll let you graduate and, you know, get through their senior year. And then come summertime, we'll get it removed." Cool. Well, again, me being a kid, like, what do you think all I cared about was, okay, getting this thing out, and are my eyes going to go back? Because that really bugged me. Like, and again, this is something I never talk about. I never get the opportunity to talk about. It's not that I'm embarrassed. I just never have the opportunity to tell people my story and, like, how I really felt. It really affected me emotionally and mentally because I did not look how I used to look. I would even go as far as to say, like, I thought I looked really ugly. Like, I really did not like what it did to me appearance wise. And seeing old pictures from, like, beginning of the senior year or, like, my junior year pictures, it would really break my heart. Like, it would affect me. It would get me down. I would get depressed. I'm like, man, I don't look like that anymore. I look like some weirdo. And that really did affect me. And I remember, so going into surgery, the surgery went well. The doctor kind of joked around and was like, "Yo, your thyroid was as big as a football." He was like, "It was one of the biggest thyroids I've ever seen." Now, again, and me being a kid, like, even still to this day, I don't even understand what that means. Like, is that I'm assuming that's a really bad thing. And that's what happens when you get Graves' disease, that your thyroid expands.
Large. Yeah. Yeah.
So, exactly. Yeah, but he said it was one of the biggest ones he's ever seen. So all I cared about was, like, "Yo, doc, now that it's out, are my eyes going to go back?" And the doctor was like, "Oh no, like, it's going to be like that forever." You know, doctors are just kind of, like, straight up with you. They're like, "Nope, no, your eyes will be like that forever." And I remember, like, being crushed. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to talk to my mom. I didn't want to talk to my dad. I was so upset that I was going to have to look like this for the rest of my life. And so that obviously was, you know, the beginning of my no thyroid journey. And again, remember, 18 years old, so out of high school, going into college, getting an apartment with my best friends. There is no more anybody telling me to go work out, telling me what to do, go to sleep early. You know, it was all just your traditional young, wild college kids lifestyle. You know, eating Taco Bell at 2 a.m, you know, partying late, getting no sleep, drinking no water, never exercising anymore because I don't play football anymore. I'm not in athletics, so no need to work out. Well, that's a recipe for disaster, right? So my metabolic health just, obviously slowly declined, because it wasn't until I was 26 years old that I went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, "Yo, what are you doing? Like, you are a type 2 diabetic. You are borderline obese. You have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. You need to be on this medication. You're slowly killing yourself." And I guess, like, when you kind of, like, I don't know, like, life just gets really busy, right? You forget how you look. Like, you don't really think about it. I never really I guess I knew I was overweight, and I guess I knew I was out of shape, but I didn't know it was that bad or that severe, right? That I was slowly killing myself. And once I went to the doctor, and I actually it was like a wake up call. Like, right, once they actually you see it proof, like you see the proof, like you see the your numbers, and you know, like it's one thing to be like, yeah, I think I'm probably out of shape. I think I'm probably diabetic, but I don't really know. But once you have it right there in front of you, it's a wake up call. So from that point was like, all right, I need to change my life. Right, that was the start of the journey. But even before that, guys, I always use my thyroid as an excuse. Like, oh well, if I had energy, I could probably go work out. Oh well, if I had my thyroid, I could build muscle. Oh well, if I had my thyroid, I could do that. Like, my thyroid was, I remember for like the first 4 or 5 years, like it was always the reason why.
Yeah.
Never my lifestyle, never holding my daily choices accountable, right? It was always the thyroid. Every time I saw my friends in high school, from high school, you know, like meeting up with them again, and they looked great, and they, you know, because they worked out, they ate clean, and they took care of their bodies. I remember being jealous, like, well, if I had a thyroid like him, I could look like that. It was an awful mindset. Definitely an awful mindset, for sure.
So wait, with that mindset, I'm going to back you up slightly and really kind of dig into each little aspect of your story. So they remove your thyroid. So yes, backing up all the way.
Yeah,
autoimmune,
absolutely.
Graves, autoimmune. Right. So you have it somewhere in your family. We know with autoimmune, there is a genetic component. And your mom can very easily have Hashimoto's. Your sister, your aunt, your gram could all have Hashi, and it got passed down to you. And Graves' disease is just overactive. So your thyroid was just dumping all this thyroid hormone out. That's why you became so skinny, your metabolism increased, the whole deal. But with the thyroid gland being the master, now we take it out. And Logan, is there any way, can you remember what they first put you on medication-wise?
Yeah, yeah. And they put me on, Synthroid. There you go,
Synthroid.
Again, and we can talk about, there's so many ways we can go with this story, right? So yeah. So when I first had it removed, I actually was set up with one of the best endocrinologists in Austin, Texas. Like, she is amazing. Her name is Dr. Scumpia.
Okay.
She was awesome. Okay. Unfortunately, look, I was a poor college student.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford her. Right. And so she dumped me. She was like, yep, I'm not taking you on anymore. And this lady was like a rock star. Like, I remember like when I first went to her, like, she was in a small location, and then all of a sudden she went to like this huge brand new state-of-the-art building. And then I remember like hearing radio commercials about her, seeing billboards about her. Like, she really took off. So I was like, yeah, she doesn't have time for me. Like, I missed my payment one time. She's like, you're out. Like, there, I got lined up people wanting to see me. So yeah. So talking to her, and I remember she did try to explain it to me in the beginning, 'cause she was great. But again, remember, I am 19,
right,
20 years old. I don't care about any of this stuff. Like, what are we going to do tonight? Like, that's right. All.
What are we going to do? Give me my pill. Let me move on.
Like, I don't like driving up here. I'm like waiting for this room. Like, this is boring to me. I'm not into this stuff. Like, get me out of here. And that's my fault. Right. But so I was on Synthroid.
Yeah. And that's when you gained weight, right? Because you're on T4 only.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I for sure gained weight. And it was cool in the beginning. In the beginning, like the first couple of months, because I started gaining all my weight back, right? So,
and you felt good, like more like yourself.
I felt great. And I remember seeing people seeing me like, oh wow, you look good, Logan. Like, wow, you look great. But again, what people have to remember is like, so coming from the very, very, very skinny stage and then going back, got back to my normal self, got a little bit bigger. And that's when people were like, oh man, you look good. But it didn't stop. Like, I kept going. And then that's when I was like out of control, where I remember I'd see like people from high school at the river in my hometown, and they'd be like, damn, bro, what happened to you? You got big. And I remember like, just like laughing around, like joking with a beer in my hand, but in the back of my head, like, that kind of hurt my feelings. Like, yeah, you're right. Exactly. You're right. But like, damn, I did. Right. So that happened. But then like along the way, Synthroid got very expensive. And I remember I couldn't afford it anymore. Like, it was like 60, 70 bucks. I remember at the time. And so I had to go with the generic brand. Thank God there is a generic brand, but even the generic brand has gone up. But I remember it was like $5. It was, and it's called Level Thyroxine. And that's where I'm on right now.
Okay. So I'm going to stop you again, because most of the time, and this is what makes your story so amazing. And I don't know, you may never have heard me say this before, but I say it all the time on my podcast to my listeners, T4 only doesn't work. So when we remove the thyroid gland, we just removed the producer of T4 and T3. Yep. Not only that, we removed the main conversion gland, because Synthroid, Levo, any kind of T4 is inactive. So T4 has to convert to T3 to be active at the cell level. Mm-hmm. So now we took out your producer of T3. We took out the main conversion gland of T4 to T3, and then we give you T4. So essentially, it doesn't matter whether you're on Levo, Synthroid, it doesn't matter. You are on T4 only, and we're expecting your body to literally take that and convert it to T3 and for you to be okay. That's why you went back into a hypo state. Mm-hmm, so, yep. I mean, in terms of endos, I'm going to say maybe that was a blessing in disguise that you couldn't afford her, because she would have just put you on T4 only and been like, okay, your numbers look good. And you would be like, well, wait a minute, I'm 50 pounds heavier and I don't feel very good. So, okay, go ahead. Cause I wanted to clarify that, cause I always say that T4 only doesn't work.
Yeah.
T4 only is working for you now. That's where we have to dig into that excuse and the lifestyle, because you are rocking it.
Yeah. No, yeah. And that's funny, because, and that's another thing I want people to understand, is like, even to this day, I still don't fully understand Graves' disease and my metabolic condition, right? Like, I still don't, like, when I'm, again, going back to our first conversation, you're like, what? Like, T4 only does not work. And in my head, I'm like, what do you mean? Like, could I be doing something else to further my fitness journey? Cause I'd want to know. Right. And so, So being on T4, going back to the doctor and him telling me, like, you got all these metabolic diseases, like, you need to fix these things. So got into the gym, started working out. And again, I went in at level zero, guys. I didn't know what
you were not working out before.
No. I mean, I hadn't worked out since consistently since high school. Right. But even in high school, you just followed whatever the coaches told you to do. Like, I didn't know what we're kids. Like, we just go in. I'm like, all right, what day is it? It's this day. All right, coach says I got to do this and that. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know, like, oh, this is back day, this is arm day. I'm like, no, I just follow whatever the coach tells us to do. But now going into the gym, I had no idea what to do. I'm just going from like machine to machine to machine. Luckily, I had a coworker who worked out at that same gym, who was very knowledgeable, who was like a old school bodybuilder. And we would go in at the same time. And he was like, yo, like, I'll take you under my wing. This guy was brilliant. His name was Clint Garza. One of the brightest guys I've ever met, and really played a huge impact in my story. So he brought me under his wing, showed me how to work out, taught me what splits were, hey, when you come in, you want to have a plan. Are you working upper body, lower body, your arms, your back? Like, you don't come in and just go from machine to machine every day. You got to have a structure. So showed me that. And we got very close, and I understand. I kind of figured that, man, he's really knowledgeable in nutrition and bodybuilding. And so I said, hey, man, I really want to get shredded, because that's what all the kids were saying back then.
Shredded.
I want to like put a date on this. This was 2012. And so Instagram had just kind of popped off, kind of just coming on. And people are kind of like posting workouts, and everyone's like, oh, I want to get shredded. And so I told him, I want to get shredded, man. How do I do that? And he's like, okay. He's like, I'm going to write you out a plan. Are you going to follow it? I said, dude, I'll follow it. Just tell me what to do. I will follow it. Boom. Writes me out a plan. So we have a workout plan and a nutrition plan. I follow it. I get super shredded. I'm talking like the leanest I've ever been in my life. People are like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, this is crazy. Right. And I remember going to him like, dude, we're looking great. And he's like, yeah, you're doing the ketogenic diet and intermittent fasting.
He had you on keto back in 2012. I love it.
No, he was, I tell you, this guy was wise beyond his years. Like, he's so ahead of the game. He knew about keto. He knew about all these old school bodybuilders that did keto back in the day, but they didn't really call it keto, or
Right.
It just wasn't what it was today, right? And so when he told me that, I have never even heard of the word keto. I was like, keto, what the hell is that? Like, I've never even heard of that. And at the time, I had a YouTube channel, just trying to be a YouTuber, just like everyone else that was kind of doing it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this on my YouTube channel. And I remember talking about it, and people lost their mind. Like, they were like, what? You did that by eating fat? Are you kidding me? You can lose fat by eating fat? No way. And so I just started I kept making videos about what I was doing. And people were just like so fascinated by it. And my YouTube channel just blew up. Now, again, I rode that wave of like keto getting popular, because that's like keto was kind of just taking off then. It was like the early, early days.
Yeah.
But I just rode that keto wave. It's just all timing, right? And so then I was like, well, I need to like be educated on this. I need to learn more about this. How is this working? Because people are asking me questions. They're just asking tons of questions I didn't know. And then, you know, then got into like, well, testing ketones. And then we started testing ketones. And it was just a really fun, really fun ride in the very beginning, because people were just so fascinated with keto. And again, I joke around, like I was doing keto and intermittent fasting before I even knew what the hell those two things were.
Exactly. Before it came in the mainstream. But the important thing is that you found what works for your body, and you have literally, and I love this, we're going to keep talking, that, but breaking down what you just said, you got in the gym, you lifted heavy shit, you figured out what works for your body food wise. You figured out that carbs they're just not your jam, because you had metabolic disease going on anyways. So your brilliant coach said, okay, why don't we take out the processed foods and lower the carbohydrates and really focus on good protein and fat? And you literally overcame what I've been saying forever, the T4 doesn't work. You literally overcame that because you did all of the right things, lifestyle, diet, workout wise, to transform your body. I just think that that's so freaking cool, because going back to what you said earlier, so many people, and listen, for the people out there that are legit hypo, and maybe you are stuck on T4, and maybe it's not working, and maybe you are doing all the things that Logan did and it's not working, and you do need a change of medication. 100%, 100% that could be the case. But I think this is an inspiring story for those who might be with a doctor that is like, that's all I'm going to give you is Synthroid or Levo. So take it, leave it, figure it the hell out. I don't care. Good luck. See you later in 6 months when we recheck your labs.
Yep.
Your message is telling them that there are things that they can do to make changes in their body. So keep going. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was crazy to me, right? Because I was like, wow, I'm in the best shape of my life. So it wasn't my thyroid. It wasn't me not having a thyroid that was holding me back. It was my life decisions. It was me never working out, because obviously I never did any of this stuff. I never food prepped. I never worked out religiously. I never even did cardio. Like we would go to the gym twice a day, because cardio, the mornings were our cardio sessions. Yeah. That's just twice what you did. You did cardio in the morning. We wouldn't even consider that a workout. That's just your cardio session. It became such a habit. That's just what we did in the mornings before work, because we worked in the same building, which is right down the street from our gym. We'd go do our cardio and then go to work. And then at 5 o'clock, I'll see you at five, see you for training. And so it was amazing. Right. And so did all that. Right. I'm going to bounce around everywhere, but please stop me if you have any questions, because I really want people to understand that what I do now today is completely different from what I did when I started.
Okay, this is me literally just speaking to you from the heart. So many of you know I've been where you are with the struggle of weight gain, unexplained. Literally, you're doing everything you can and nothing is working. And I've been in the boat of crushing fatigue, like the type of fatigue you can't explain to anyone unless they've gone through it. The hair loss, legit, when you're counting the hairs that fall out of your head, I get that, because I've been there. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. That's why it's my passion to help you specifically get to where you deserve to be, get to optimization land, which I always joke about being in. But it's not really a joke. It's a place. It's a place of existence in your life where you can enjoy life. You can go out with your friends. You can have a glass of wine. You're not gaining weight looking sideways at a brownie. You have energy to get through the day. You don't even think about being tired because you're not tired. You're just confident. You're confident in your own body. You're confident in your own skin. And beyond that, you're out of that frustrating cycle of doctor jumping, thinking that maybe this one will listen to me. Maybe this one will actually do what they're supposed to do. And then you're disappointed again and you're crying in your car like I was. So that is why it's literally been my mission. And I've been working on this for years and finally got here to help every single person in every single state and some of Canada. So we can now prescribe to all 50 states. And the reason why this is important is because if you have low thyroid function and you have low hormones, there is no supplement, there's no diet, there's no lifestyle change that you can do to build those hormones back up. And I flat out call BS on any program out there that promises you optimization without actually using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, including thyroid hormone replacement. If you're not making hormones properly, you're not making hormones properly, and we have to replace that. Now, many of you are in the process of begging your doctor for bioidentical hormones that they're uneducated on. They tell you scary things that just, you know, don't believe them. And many of you are trying to beg your doctor to give you the right thyroid medication. Well, you can stop that now too, because we can order all the labs, prescribe all the bioidentical hormones, all the thyroid medication, all the things. We can do that to all 50 states and most of Canada. Now, when you work with me, when you work with my team, you are getting personalized plans, personalized treatment plans, personalized nutrition, the whole deal, top to bottom. You get what you need to get to the finish line, to enjoy your life, to live with me in Optimization Land, which is where you deserve to be. You deserve that. So click the link in the show notes, book a free call. We're going to go over everything with you. You don't have to remember everything I just said. The one thing you have to remember is I've been there. I can help you. I promise you're not that tough of a case. And it doesn't matter where you live in the United States and parts of Canada, we can help you.
Okay. And what I mean by that is, so when I started my journey, remember, I was 70 pounds overweight. I needed to lose weight. Lost all the weight. I got down to 156, shredded, like if I was getting ready for a show. Right. I got down super, super lean, super shredded. Well, then I got to the point where like, okay, well, I don't need to lose any more weight. That's not the goal anymore. We accomplished that. Great. New goals now, right? Now it's like, let's build muscle. I'm now no longer type 2 diabetic. I'm now no longer high blood pressure, insulin resistant, and I'm no longer obese. I'm in great shape.
Did you take all those pills that your doctor offered? Like the Band-Aids, like here's a high blood pressure pill. Here's a statin.
I didn't take statin, but I did take Crestor. And okay. I take Crestor. And again, guys, like one of the biggest factors of why I wanted to be healthy is because I couldn't afford these medications. Like I'm on my own, dude. Like I don't make a lot of money. Like I am like these medications were getting insane. I was like, dude, this is crazy. Like I need to fix myself. And so, yeah, I took high blood pressure. I don't know what my high blood pressure medication was, but maybe because it wasn't expensive, but I remember my Crestor, I was like, dude, I can't buy this every month. Like this is expensive, but got off those two things. Still currently, obviously I am still on levothyroxine. I've been on levothyroxine for,
you have to be.
Yeah, forever. Like since being removed, Synthroid, then levothyroxine, but I've been on T4 since it's been removed. Okay. So now like going back, cause people are like, you know, I get this asked all the time. Well, Logan, keto, you're going to do keto forever now for the rest of your life? No, I did keto and intermittent fasting to lose the majority of my weight and to fix my metabolic diseases. And now I'm metabolically healthy. All my markers are great. I'm no longer insulin resistant anymore. I'm actually really insulin sensitive, which is good. That's what you want. Yes. And so now I have carbs when I want. I'm very smart about them now. Like I have them before workout or after a workout. I put them to use. The way I look at it is like, if I'm going to eat carbs, I want to earn them.
Yeah.
And so you know, people come to me and like, they'll see like my YouTube channel of me like having a full day of like a full day of eating. I show what I'm eating. And if I have carbs, like, oh my God, what are you doing, Logan? You're eating carbs. I'm like, guys, look, listen, if your numbers are all screwed up and you have all these metabolic diseases, like, you know, like everything we just, I just discussed, mm-hmm. then yeah, you probably shouldn't be eating carbs. You, at least in my opinion, you probably should right. be like on a low carb, low glycemic diet until you fix all of those things. And then you can slowly introduce carbs back into your life. And so that's what I have done now. And so it's really cool. Cause like, not only has my fitness journey been like, it's been a roller coaster ride, but it's, I've learned so much, right? I've learned so much about myself and how my body works and how food works. And I've been doing so many testing videos with my bio coach, glucose mm-hmm. monitor on like different foods, like the most common foods that people eat in America, like what do they do? And I'm actually like surprised sometimes. I'm like, wow, I guarantee if I was back to where I used to be when I was pre-diabetic or diabetic and insulin resistant, this number would be skyrocketed. But since I have now built muscle, which is another huge factor, guys, for reversing your metabolic diseases and, yes. And maintaining your blood sugar spikes is building muscle. They don't really affect me that much. Like there'll be times I eat something that like a Rice Krispie treat. I'm like a Rice Krispie treat. And I'm like, this is going to like spike me like at least 60. Like it's got to, it's, this is all just sugar.
Right.
It's like only like a 25 point spike. And I'm like, this is crazy. Cause
not bad. Yeah.
It's not that bad. Now again, I don't like in the video, I'm not saying, like, oh yeah, you should eat this. Like, I'm not recommending.
Right.
It's more of like an experiment on myself. Like, wow, like I've come a really long way that these foods aren't having these major effects on me because I've taken care of my body. I built muscle mm-hmm. and I get enough sleep. I get enough hydration. I don't really stress about things. If you yeah. know me, I hardly ever stress about anything. So that I just want people to understand that, like, look, there's not one way to fix, you know, your metabolic diseases. There's all kinds of different ways, but at the end of the day, obviously find what works for you and stick with it and make it a lifestyle. Like I don't look at myself anymore as, oh, I do keto or I do low carb or I do whole foods.
Or woe is me, I don't have a thyroid.
Yeah, exactly. this is just my lifestyle now. This is just what I do. I that's, you know, always one of my big things that I want people to know, especially parents like myself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So with, and it's interesting how it all ties in, and I want to hear how you started BioCoach, because I really want to get into what that does and how people can use it to kind of biohack themselves in terms of what foods are making them spike and what aren't. But backing up, 99% of the time, and look, I don't know if you know this or not, but you can take this into your business. When someone has a thyroid problem, whether they have Graves' disease, and then I always see the people on the other side of Graves, like after their thyroid's been removed yep. and then they plummet yep. in the hypo and they gain the mm-hmm. weight like you did, that's when they're coming to me to get optimized. But we see insulin dysregulation all the time. I mean, insulin yep. resistance, and I talk about this on here so my listeners know that you can't go by that insulin number on your standard lab value range. You can't even go by the A1C. So if you were being told that you were type 2 diabetic, you were really type 2 diabetic.
Yeah.
I even see that borderline insulin resistant, you know, 5.5 A1C, the insulin's like a 10. They mm-hmm. would never be told that anything's wrong with them by their doctors, but they are not handling carbohydrates very well with those numbers. So your yep. labs will always tell you how you should eat. Your labs tell you how you should eat. There is no fad. There's no one size fits all. There's no book out there that tells you how your labs will tell you how you should eat. And your labs told you that back then. Now that you have become more metabolically flexible, mm-hmm. now you can kind of get away with a little. And that's where I'm at too. I'm right where you are in that, I can do a little bit of carbs here, a little bit of carbs there. Whereas before it would have kicked my ass. I'd have been 10 pounds heavier at the end of the yep. week. Now my body can utilize it. So I love that you're saying things that we haven't even talked about prior to recording this
yeah.
that completely line up with thyroid conditions
yep.
and that my listeners absolutely can jive with, because I'm always talking about insulin resistance on here and how it goes hand in hand. So you shifted your insulin resistance with diet, exercise. I mean, I talk about building that lean, sexy muscle all the time, especially for the ladies. Don't be scared to build a muscle. Don't be, you got to lift heavy shit.
Yes, you do.
And now move into, how did BioCoach come about? At what point in time did you be like, you know, I should really start testing myself and then bring this to the world?
Yeah. So it started in like 2018 and 19. So I had met my business partner, Matt Payne, and at a really awesome summit called Metabolic Health Summit.
Okay.
It's an amazing conference. So many bright people. And that conference is all like the whole conference is dedicated to how keto and low carb can help cure cancer, or, you know, put cancer in remission and prevent Alzheimer's and all kinds of things. It's a really awesome conference. So we met there. And at the time, our company was called Keto Coach at the time. And we had a keto monitor because, right, it's one thing I think it's so cool about the ketogenic diet is that it's the only diet that you can actually test to see if you're doing it correctly, right? Yeah. Like, there's no other diet that you can do and test your blood and be like, oh, wow, like my ketones are 1.5. That's great. I'm in a fat burning mode and I'm doing great. And so we start off with that. We met, we hit it off, like same mission, same energy, same vibes, like same everything. And at the time, so I wasn't a co-founder of the company yet. Or I wasn't bought into the company yet. It was just him. And he was like, dude, I need someone like you. I'm good at what I do. You're good at what you do. Let's come together and let's build this thing. So I said, yeah, you're right. Let's do it. Like, absolutely. We just hit it off. And so I became the co-founder of Keto Coach. Well, then 2020 came around, right? And everybody knows what happened in 2020. Like, that is when everybody's eyes were opening up, like, wow, the comorbidities are insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, obesity, right? All these issues are the reason why people are getting worse and worse. And if you look at the Google search terms during 2020, like the Google search terms were, you know, COVID and type 2 diabetes, COVID and obesity, right? Because that's all you heard.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had built this huge community with Keto Coach, but we wanted to pivot because we looked at like, wow, people need our help. And when you look at keto, like at the end of the day, keto is a niche, right? Like you don't have to do keto, but if you're a type 2 diabetic or you're a type 1, like you do have to test. If you look at the numbers, pre-diabetes and diabetes is on the rise. And so we took a step back and we said, look, if we pivot to BioCoach and really focus on improving metabolic health, not just keto, we could still help the keto people and help so many more people, right? Because at the end of the day, keto and type 2 diabetes go hand in hand, right? Because so many people have reversed their metabolic markers by doing keto. And so it's like it kind of all ties in. And so we pivoted and said, we'll go to BioCoach because we're going to help so many more people. Look at the numbers. They're getting worse and worse. And not only that, I want to share my personal story. And so for those of you who are listening, if you're not watching this, my background is I'm a full Mexican American, right? And so a lot of my family members, like we just talked about, all suffer from some type of lupus and type 2 diabetes and obesity. And my family, like they're all good people. They're all hard workers, loving people.
Yeah.
No one's ever showed them. No one's ever taught them. No one's ever took them by the hand and said, you should be doing this, right? And so they don't quite get it, right? And that was the whole point of why Matt and I, you know, created BioCoach is because we want to truly help people where they're at. I want to help people like my aunt, like my uncle, like my mom, like my dad, right? Because when I go and talk to them and I ask them, what's the biggest thing they struggle with? And it's always like, and they call me mijo. In Spanish, that means little boy. So like mijo, like I'm tired. Like I work all day and I don't have time. I got to get the kids ready for school. And it's just, it's a convenience thing, right? Like they just don't know how. Mm-hmm. And it's just so convenient to go to McDonald's and get the dollar menu and go get fast food, right? And so creating BioCoach was like, how do we make healthy living simpler? How do we make it convenient, right? And so we have been working so hard on doing this, on how can we actually help real people, help people like my aunt, help people like my uncle. And so that is how that got started. That's how BioCoach got started. Is having that mission.
Yeah.
But also and you know this well, the health industry today is not about preventative sicknesses. It is all about giving you a pill and sending you on your way. What I say, because I used to get blowback when I was doing my blood sugar videos on my glucose monitor, are like, why are you even testing? You're not even type 2 diabetic. And that would blow my mind because I'm like, wait a minute. So you're telling me, let me use this example. You're not going to call the fire, like you're not going to do anything to stop your house from burning until it's burning, right? You're going to just call the firemen and say, the fire people come, my house is burning. Why not check your house first?
Use a fire alarm, right?
Yeah, exactly. Fire alarm, fire extinguishers. Why not be preventative? Why not test your glucose until you're type 2 diabetic? Why test your glucose and understand your biomarkers now so you don't ever get to that point? And that's the problem with our health industry. They're not trying to prevent you from becoming sick. They want to maintain your sickness.
That'd be a loss of money out of their pocket if they actually prevented you from being sick.
Huge. And so we've had tons of meeting at BioCoach. Like, we look at ourselves like we're the David versus Goliath, because we're going up against big pharma, big insurance, who do not want you to get healthy.
Correct.
So you get off your medications. I hate to say it, but that's just my opinion.
It's just truth. It just is.
It is. And so, and that's what we want to do, right? We think everybody should be able to test their blood sugars. Like, why not? Why would you not want to understand how your body responds to different foods, right? The more information you have on yourself, the better you can make adjustments and you can make changes to your lifestyle. And with that, with BioCoaches, you're going to check your glucose, you can check your ketones. But with that, we're in beta testing right now. So we're hoping to launch by the end of December, January 1st launch. With BioCoach, you'll get your meter so you can check your blood sugar, understand how foods impact your body, but then take it a step further. So what's next, right? Because that's the thing. Like, doctors will tell you, oh, you're a type 2 diabetic. Here's some insulin. Here's some metformin.
Orange juice. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here's some statins. Like, whatever, right? They'll give you all these diseases, but never once telling you, like, hey, let's make this a lifestyle change. Your type 2 diabetes, your insulin resistance, your obesity is 100% reversible. Okay. It's reversible. They don't tell you that. We tell you that. Not only are we going to tell you that, but we're going to show you every step of the ways, little steps that anybody can do every step of the way, because little wins add up. Little things, little changes. Like, hey, like right now, I am talking to you on my stand-up desk. I used to have a sit-down desk. I no longer have a sit-down desk. I stand up. And it's just little things like that, right? Stand up. Daily activity, going for a walk, getting 10,000 steps every single day. There's so many little things that anybody can do, but they don't know about it because no one talks about it, right? Like, I tell my family members, hey, after every meal, I want you to go for a 15 to 20 minute walk immediately. Okay. What is that going to do? And anybody can do that. You don't need a gym. You don't need a membership. You don't need a Peloton. You don't need a treadmill. All you need is just walk outside your door and go for a walk. Maybe you live in a complex and you can see
the data of how your glucose lowers from that simple silly walk that you would think, why am I doing this? It's only 10 minutes, only 15 minutes, but then you can see it, right? Huge. With BioCoach, you can see it.
Huge. I have eaten like oatmeal, just straight processed carbs, like just sugary stuff, just to show people, look, I'm going to eat this and I'm going to go for a 20 minute walk and we'll come back and we're going to test. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, it only jumped 15. Imagine that. And these are all simple things that we teach you in BioCoach, right? Maybe you can take apple cider vinegar before a meal. Like that's a method, right? Or if you are going to have carbs, if you want to have carbs, that's fine, but put them to use. Have them before your CrossFit workout. Have them before your Zumba. Have them before your BOSO class. Or I think it's called BOSO, BUSU. I don't know. But just have it before you go work out. There's just so many small things. And also, I know this is going to freak people out because people think I'm crazy when I say this. But not only are we going to give all these tips, right? But like showing people like, hey, eat the fats, fiber, and protein first before you dive into those carbs. Did you know that and the order in which you eat your food can play a huge impact in your blood sugar response. And a lot of people don't know that. I guarantee I can walk down the street and people are like, that's crap. Like, I don't believe that. Oh, you don't? Let me show you. Let me show you on my meter what it'll do. So I get super passionate because I know it's going to help so many people. I know it's going to help my aunt. I know it's going to help my uncle, but it's going to help them understand and create small wins that they can do every single day that will add up. So we can bring their A1C down, so we can increase their insulin sensitivity, so we can reverse their obesity and, you know, their risk of heart attack and Alzheimer's and you name it, you know, skin tags and all that.
Well, lowering insulin is the best way to lower all cause mortality. I always say, kind of going back to what you were saying about the ketogenic diet, if you look up keto and cancer, keto and Alzheimer's, keto and obesity, keto and type 2 diabetes, keto and pretty much any freaking disease that you can think of, you are going to see a scientific paper in the positives, basically saying that keto has helped this. So, and again, we're not saying everybody has to do keto, but in specific instances where you're seeing a high A1C and you're seeing a high insulin and you're running high in your glucose, it's very important to incorporate this. So Logan, what makes BioCoach different from, let's say, going to Walmart and buying a glucometer?
Yep. Yeah. So, okay. So you go to Walmart, right? And you buy your glucose monitor. That's it. You go to Walmart and it's going to give it to, it's, you're going to get this box. I seen these boxes, right? And I sometimes like these boxes, like of like a glucose monitor. I look at it, cause I look at everything like marketing, everything. Like I look at this box, like they put all this data on this box. I'm like, nobody understands what any of this jumbo means. Like this jargon, like, it could do this, like no one understands that stuff. So you get that meter and what happens next? Does it tell you you should do this? Does it tell you what to do next? Does it tell you the next step, two steps from here? It doesn't tell you anything. So what makes us different is you get our meter, right? Which comes with the app. You're going to get your whatever number you get, right? And it's now going to tell you what to do next, right? What should you do next? But not only that, like what makes us different, and this is crazy. I don't try to say this to sound like, oh, big headed. But if when people ask, well, who's your competition? Nobody, because there's nobody doing what we're trying to do. So, and I'll explain it. So not only, okay, we're a glucose monitor, we're an app, a digital health platform, but in our digital health, you're going to be able to participate in classes, online classes, just like Peloton, right? Imagine Peloton style classes, right? But that's for cool. Your metabolic health. From different coaches from ranges from beginner level to expert. So whether you're a male, a female, just find a coach that best represents you and what you want to do, and then do their classes, right? So we're taking that aspect out of it, right? We're taking it a step further. Just like Tasty and all these food delivery apps, you're going to be able to order BioCoach meals. Because I think that's the biggest thing that people always want to say, like, Logan, like are some of our biggest videos on TikTok and Instagram is me walking into Walmart and just showing you what to eat and showing you what to buy. That's what people want. They just want to be shown. Just tell me, Logan, just tell me what I got to eat. Just tell me. Okay.
I love it.
Just give me something to eat so I don't have to worry about anything. I got you, fam. You can order BioCoach meals to have them delivered straight to your door. And these BioCoach meals have all been vetted. So we made sure the ingredients are good. We make sure the macros are good. We hand chose our manufacturer. Like it was a very tedious process because we had to make sure the ingredients match what we believe in. The food matches what we believe in. Because the last thing we want to do is have someone who desperately needs our help. And we're giving them these junk foods and junk ingredients. We don't want that. So that's another cool thing, right? So now
that's amazing. Like that is so needed in just so needed. So needed.
Yes. And then like, okay, we have shoppable recipes, right? So from world renowned chef, I don't know if anybody knows Chef Michael Keto. He just got second place on MasterChef with Chef Gordon Ramsay. Great guy. He helped create some recipes on our app. So if you want to cook any of his recipes, guess what? We partnered with Walmart. So now you can just type in your zip code and just go pick up the ingredients at Walmart or go get them. So shoppable recipes, right? So that's cool. but I always joke around. But wait, there's more. This, so we gamified the app. And what we mean by that is, like, every time a subscriber or user gets on our app and continues to do challenges, continues to improve their metabolic health, you're going to get rewards. We call them bio bucks. With those bio bucks, you'll be able to buy real life items. So we only partner with amazing brands. So we partner with Redmond's Real Salt. We partner with Yeti Coolers, Keto Brick. I'm blanking out, but so many different, like, approved products that we, that, you know, that I actually take, right? Or, like, you know, that fit our mission. And so with those bio bucks, you can purchase their items, or you can use your bio bucks, save them up and get your bio meals delivered. So you're constantly getting rewarded. You're going to be able to join classes. You can order food delivery to your house. Like, we're going to take all the heavy hurdles and barriers that are in front of people whenever they want to get healthy and they want to improve their life. But they're like, oh, but this is in the way. Oh, no, we got you covered. Oh, but this is in the way. Nope, we got you covered. We even, like, okay, look, I know we're not going to be able to change everybody's, like, lifestyle, like, 100%. And I know there's probably going to be some people that are like, oh, Logan, I still want to eat fast food. I still want to go to McDonald's.
Right.
Okay. Not going to give up on you. No problem, fan. We are going to show you what you can order at fast food restaurants, like a better option, right? So we're going to say, okay, get 2 double cheeseburgers, no bun, no ketchup, just meat, cheese, and pickles. So yeah, we want to just make healthy living simpler, and we're not going to give up on you. So we want to meet you where you're at.
This is so amazing and so needed. So wait, I know everybody's going to be asking this question, so I need you to repeat it. They cannot get this right now.
No, you cannot get it now, but what I can promise you, so we are taking pre-orders right now for $1. For $1, you can pre-order your spot for BioCoach, and you will be the first one to get it. So before we launch it, let's say we have a launch date of January 1st, you'll get it December 25th or 26th, or you will have the opportunity to get it first. So to make sure that you have your spot, you're good to go, and you'll be the first one to get it. And with those pre-orders, we're going to take about 100 to 150 users, and we're actually going to give them access to the app. It's almost like a last beta test. Mm-hmm. And just, yep. Hey, just come in, explore, and just tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, and so we can make changes before we do the big launch. So you're going to play a huge role in what we do. And I look at it as, like, you're going to play a huge role in saving my aunt's life, my uncle's life, your family members, your loved one's life. Like, everybody, I'm sure listening to this knows somebody who has type 2 diabetes, insulin resistant, obesity, you know, you name it, right? You're going to impact their life. You're going to change their life. So just by participating and sharing your experience. So it's a very exciting time, but all you need to do is go to biocoach.io and just click on a request access, and you'll be the first one to be able to get our platform.
Love it. Yeah, we're going to put that in the show notes for sure. But I'm actually thinking we need to talk off air, because I think this should be a requirement of all of my patients. That way they can also, like yourself, not have an excuse as to why they're not progressing. Because you got your food, you got your workouts, we got data, we have bio data on you now. Yep. So we can tell whether you're screwing off and hitting McDonald's or not doing the workout. I love this. I love that. I think this is going to revolutionize the whole health industry. And like you said, revolutionize people's health. They're going to start changing one by one by one. It's going to be a trickle effect, because just like you said with your family, if the education isn't there and the guidance isn't there, how can we expect people that have grown up in a culture with a heavy carb laden foods and a lot of sugar and a lot of, and maybe they're in an area where you do rely on fast food, you know? And so if we can empower people to take charge of their own health, that's only going to have a trickle down effect.
Absolutely. 100% agree.
Love it. I'm so excited. So I think what we're going to do is have you back on once it launches, because we got to blow the hell out of this.
And
actually, you know, I'll sign up, I'll get one, I'll do my own data. That way we can review that and really deep dive into all the things that BioCoach is going to offer. But I'm beyond excited. Seriously, yeah, I have no words. I had no idea that it had all those features until literally right now. Yeah. But like us talking, we didn't talk about all the features beforehand. I'm blown away.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still like, and we haven't really talked about it either. So if you're listening to this right now, you're like, you guys listeners getting like exclusive content right now. We, this is something we have not talked about. We've actually kept the meals under wrap and they're ready to go. Like they are ready to go. And we made this executive decision because we were so excited about these meals. We're like, dude, let's launch them now. Like, let's do it now. Like people want these, people need these. And we're like, we took a step back and we said, no, like it needs to be all one package.
Yeah.
Like it needs to be all one thing. I don't want people to think that the meals are totally its own thing and it's not part of the app. Like,
yeah,
we got to be patient. And it was killing me because I was so excited. Like, oh, I'm like, I have my trip planned to the factory to go.
Yeah. It's just good record stuff.
Yeah, but and the meals are so good. We took them to a conference and we just brought all the our BioCoach meals and we're warming up the brisket meal and people are coming like, oh, what's that smell like? Because you know brisket smells good, right? Uh-huh. And people are coming and like just scarfing it down. And it was so funny, people were like coming like, hey, I heard you all had brisket, because you couldn't see our fridge. It was like we kind of hit it and like they're like kind of like, oh, someone told me you guys have brisket. I'm like, yeah, yeah, we got you. Let's get you taken care of. So they were a hit. Like they were a smash at our conference. But yeah, so if you guys listening, you got some exclusive some news that we have not talked about yet. But it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be fun, man. And the cool thing, like I said, like it's for everybody. If you're listening, this is for everybody. Young, old, middle, it does not matter, man, women, like it does not matter. There will be something on our app for you.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, Logan, I'm so excited. So Logan Delgado with BioCoach, we will have all of your information and for how people can pre-sign up in the show notes, but we're definitely, I mean, hands down, you're coming back on. And
let's do it.
Yeah, we have to. We just have to. I'm absolutely so excited. Well, thank you so much for being open and sharing your story as well. I think that was very powerful, very impactful. And like I said, for anyone that's listening, you have to go to YouTube and actually check him out. We'll put Logan's YouTube channel in the show notes as well. But I mean, look at the guy. He's built. He's amazing. He's fit. He's healthy. He feels good. You know, he's living life. And that's what I want for everyone. So Logan, yes, Thank you so much for your time today. And I'm so excited. I have no words. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me and everybody who's listened and who's still listening to this right now. Thank you so much. I really do truly appreciate the love, the support. It means everything to me.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, we'll be bringing you back. So just stay tuned, everyone.
Let's do it.